The General Assembly floor had pretty much emptied out by the time Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad came to the podium to speak. He spent much of the time railing against Israel and against unbridled capitalism and trying to deflect widespread international criticism about the elections in June. While protesters outside the UN accused him of stealing that vote, Ahmadinejad, through an interpreter, called Iran one of the most democratic governments in the world.
Our nation has successfully gone through a glorious and fully democratic election, opening a new chapter for our country in the march towards national progress and enhanced international interactions.
The Iranian leader did not address international concerns about his country's nuclear ambitions, though he responded somewhat to President Obama's outstretched hand. Again, he spoke through an interpreter.
Our nation is prepared to warmly shake all those hands which are honestly extended to us.
While he was in the General Assembly Hall to speak, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was meeting downstairs with her counterparts from the European Union, Russia, and China to prepare for a meeting they're going to have with the Iranians in October. She came out saying they're all united on their strategy.
We have consistently said that Iran is entitled to peaceful nuclear power. They are not entitled to a nuclear weapons program.
Clinton was joined by British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, who read out the official statement from the group of world powers dealing with the Iranian nuclear issue.
The meeting on the 1st of October will provide an opportunity to seek a comprehensive, long-term, and appropriate solution to the Iranian nuclear issue through dialogue and negotiation. We expect a serious response from Iran and will decide, in the context of our dual-track approach, as a result of the meeting, on our next steps.
Next steps could include tougher sanctions against Iran. Even Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, whose government has been skeptical about such an approach, held out the possibility for more sanctions after he met yesterday with President Obama.
Sanctions rarely lead to productive results. But in some cases, sanctions are inevitable.
For his part, the Iranian leader didn't show any signs in his speech that his country would cave to pressure and curb its nuclear program, which he's always insisted is peaceful. But in an interview with The Washington Post and Newsweek, he did float some ideas for confidence-building steps. He said Iran is willing to have its nuclear experts meet with scientists from the U.S. and other world powers. And he said Iran wants to buy enriched uranium from the United States for medical purposes. Ahmadinejad said those are proposals Iran will bring to the table in Geneva October 1st. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.